The six leading candidates for California governor will debate tonight in San Jose as vote-by-mail ballots arrive for the June 5th primary election beginning this week. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler has this snapshot of where the governor's race stands as the voting gets underway.
Democrat Gavin Newsom has emerged in polls as the frontrunner. He says his careers in both the public and private sectors shape what he'd bring to the governor's office.
A willingness to take risks, a willingness to be bold, a willingness to get out front on issues, a willingness to tackle vexing problems by trying to solve them, not manage them.
As mayor of San Francisco, he defied the law to marry same-sex couples. As lieutenant governor, he pushed gun control and recreational marijuana ballot measures. Now he's making the uphill battle for single-payer health care a core part of his campaign.
I believe very passionately in this debate, and I'm going to lean into it aggressively.
Behind Newsom, three other Democrats and two Republicans are jockeying for second place. That's because the top two June primary finishers, regardless of political party, advanced to the November general election.
Let's make the Golden State golden once more.
At the California Republican Party convention over the weekend, businessman John Cox slammed the state's Democratic leaders.
They've gone way over to the left. They've opened up the middle for us. They have made this state virtually unaffordable for working people.
Cox is a lawyer, accountant, and venture capitalist who isn't afraid to fund his own campaigns. His previous efforts at ballot measures, Congress, Senate, and even president have all flailed. But now he's backed by much of the party establishment as its best hope for a top two primary finish.
Let's take back California!
The other leading Republican, Assemblyman Travis Allen, hasn't raised a lot of money, and polls show him struggling to catch the leading candidates. But he's lit a fire among conservatives, Tea Party groups, and Trump supporters who love his Trump-esque tone.
We have been the silent supermajority. We have been the forgotten Californians. But I'll tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, we will be silent no longer!
Back on the Democratic side, there's Antonio Villaraigosa, who's had two very different political careers. As California Assembly Speaker in the late 1990s, he fought for liberal goals on issues from health care to guns. As mayor of Los Angeles during the Great Recession, he battled labor unions on education, furloughs, and pensions. Now, he's campaigning as a pro-business progressive, fighting for low-income, minority, and moderate Californians.
We got the Golden State, the only state with its own dream, the California dream. And I think we need to restore the luster to that dream.
John Chung believes he can strike a sweet spot in California politics, a progressive who's fiscally prudent. The soft-spoken state treasurer, who previously served two terms as controller, says he's the candidate who can responsibly achieve liberal goals like single-payer health care while keeping California financially sound.
I think there's a crystal-clear difference in track record, openness, transparency, and honesty as to the state's values and how do you pay for the state's values.
Chung also calls himself the no-drama candidate who won't embarrass the state, a not-so-subtle jab at some of his rivals. And then there's Delaine Easton, the only female candidate among the leaders, and arguably the most liberal. The former state school's chief and assembly member says she has the brass backbone to not just go along and get along at the state capitol.
It's a shame that we have a two-thirds majority of Democrats in both houses and all eight constitutional officers are Democrats, but we're not moving the needle on a host of really important issue areas.
Such as rent control, fracking, and education. One of these six people will likely lead the biggest state in the nation. And the next month until the June primary, starting with tonight's debate, could be pivotal. In a state as blue as California, a Democrat versus Republican runoff in November might be over before it starts. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.